Laudator Jesus Christus. This is Vatican Radio.
From the English News Desk, I'm Kelsey Brennan-Wessels. Pope Benedict XVI today published the Apostolic Constitution, Anglicanorum Chedibus, which introduces the canonical structure that provides for the corporate reunion of Anglican communities with the Bishop of Rome and the Universal Church. Chris Altieri reports.
The Apostolic Constitution was accompanied by a series of complementary norms prepared by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith and a reflection by the canonist Jesuit Father Gianfranco Ghirlanda, rector of Rome's Pontifical Gregorian University. The basic legal structure for groups wishing to come into full visible communion is to be the personal ordinariate, which is juridically similar to the territorial diocese. Married men who have been ministers in their Anglican communities will be ordained Catholic priests. Only unmarried men will be allowed to serve as ordinaries, whether priests or bishops. The Constitution also allows ordinaries to elect houses of priestly formation, though the disciplinary laws governing priestly celibacy will generally apply to those seeking holy orders from an Anglican use ordinary. Nevertheless, the ordinary may also petition the Pope on a case-by-case basis to admit married men to the priesthood. A press release accompanying the Constitution explains that the instrument opens a new avenue for the promotion of Christian unity while granting legitimate diversity in the expression of our common faith. It represents a generous response from the Holy Father to the legitimate aspirations of the Anglican groups and is consistent with the commitment to ecumenical dialogue, which continues to be a priority for the Catholic Church. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.